Okay, today we'll continue with the Chazara. And tomorrow we'll do Chazara and the Chumash also tomorrow. Okay. We're up to question 3 on page 5. Im Noshim Chayovas Bahala B'Chanukah. So we know that women are tourists from Mitzvah Seseh Shazman Grama. So the question is, are they patur from halal also? Chor halal is a mitzvah seseh shazman grama, right? It's only at certain times. So women should be patur from halal. So what's the whole discussion? What's the shvitz in the poskim about this inyan? Well, because the Gemara in Erchin says that in order for there to be a chiyuv halal in general, you need two things. You need that the day is called a moed. The day is called a moed. Number one. And it also has to be osur basiyas melacha. You need those two things. That it be called a moed and also basiyas melacha. So the Gemara says, so Chanukah doesn't have anything. Chanukah is not called a moed. And it's not also basiyas melacha. So why do you say halal and Chanukah? So the Gemara says, you say halal and Chanukah mishum nisa, because of the nes of Chanukah. So, so the question is, we know we have a principle in Jewish law that afhein hayu boso hanes. That right, women are chayiv in lahadlik ner Chanukah. Shafhein hayu boso hanes, and they're chayiv in Megillah. Afhein hayu boso hanes. So the question is, why aren't they chayiv? They should be chayiv in halal because afeinu yuboso hanes. Yet, Tosis and Sukkah. So Tosis talk in Sukkah, right? The famous Tosis and Sukkah. You know Tosis and Sukkah. The Torah knows everything. Tosis and Sukkah. And that Flamas Ches. The packets. It says, what does it say? That Hallel on Lael. Haseder, women of Chayamos. Because Afheina Yuboso Hanes. So then the question is, if they're chayavos, afhein hayuboso hanes, so l'chor you should say the same thing by Chanukah, that they should be chayavos. But the Rambam, interestingly enough, he has hilchas, all the halachas of halal he puts in hilchas Chanukah. So he says, women are pturas from halal, he writes. And that's in Hilchos Chanukah, so it should apply to all the Yomim Tovim, it should apply to Chanukah also. So the question at hand is, well, why are they pturas? L'chara, they should be chayovis, because afhein hayuboso hanes. Just like Tosa says that women are what? Are chayavos in Hallel on Leil Seder. Because normally the Mishnah says in Sukkah that women are pturus from halal. That's why a woman can't be motzi a man in halal, because they're pturus from halal. But a lot, but on Lel Seder they're chayavos because afeinu yubos ones. So on one hand, you could say maybe Tosus would say the same thing on Hanukkah, because it's the Rambam who says that they're pturos from halal on Hanukkah. But maybe that same Tosus in Sukkah that says they're chayavos on Lel Pesach was afeinu yubos ones would say the same thing by where? By Hanukkah. So what's the story, Rabosan? So this is a discussion in the Poskim. So the Stei Chemed has a whole piece on this, right? The Stei Chemed is a classic encyclopedia written by one person, right? Unbelievable thing. For one person to have written this. And without a computer. It's like, So he gives several, in other words, again, he's trying to explain how come the Rambam says women are pturos from halal Hanukkah. Why don't you say the chayovus afeinu yubos ones? And the Gemara in Erchin tells us that the whole chi of halal of Hanukkah is because of the nes, right? That's what the Gemara says in Erchin. So one possibility is that maybe the halal is going on the nes of the milchama, and women are not chayavos b'milchama. They're not benos milchama, so mamela. That's why they're not chayavos. And this is similar to the words of the Sefer Achinuch. Right, the famous Sefer Chinuch that says that women are pturus from mitzvah Zechiras Amalek. Right, because the whole our minhag is that women come to shul Shabbos Zocher. I mean, a lot of women who otherwise don't come to shul, but Shabbos Zocher they come to shul. However, they say from the Chazon Ish that really they don't have to come to shul. I mean, if they want, they're not gonna not you know what I mean, but. It really, in other words, it's just a chumrah. It's not mikra adin. Because the Sefer Chinuch says they're pturos from Zechiras Amalek. And what's the svara? Because what's the whole point of the Zechira? The Zechira, so there you should remember them and therefore go and fight against them. So, Mela says that they're not chayavos. So that's one possibility he suggests why women don't have a chiyav of halal Hanukkah, because the halal is b'shem neis, but it's a neis mulchama, and women are not benos mulchama on the lines of the chinuch. But then he doesn't like that, because he says by Purim the Mulchama, the Kriyas Megillah and the Suda is also Misham Nitzach and Mulchama. And yet women are Chayavas on all the halachas of Purim. So then he suggests another possibility. But maybe they're Chayav in Halal, but they're not Chayav to say the whole Halal. They just have to give some type of shevach for hodah, but they could say a couple of psukim chveis. In other words, we tam afein a yubos ones wouldn't be mechayev the whole halal. And that's why, but in the chanami, they have to give some type of shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's his discussion. Then we saw that in the Sefer Birkas Mo'adecha, he suggests that maybe there are two types of Afheina Yoboso Anes. In other words, certain mitzvahs are Zechel Anes, and certain mitzvahs are pierced within the Nes category. There's certain mitzvahs that are Zechel Anes, and certain mitzvahs are Pirsum Anes. And he says that, like, Neiris Chanukah is Pirsum Anes. It's not just Zechel Anes, it's Pirsum Anes. So something that's Pirsum Anes, that's when women are chayavos. But halal, even it's mishum neis, it's not pirsum neis, it's just zeichel neis. What? So, because Purim is pirsum neis. Right, he's saying that's Pirsum HaNes, that's just Zechel HaNes. What about Pesach? So the Dalet Kosos is also Pirsum HaNes. What? Yeah, so that could also be Pirsum HaNes. Because, as opposed to just Zechel HaNes. In other words, for example, I'll give you an example. The halacha is that women are pturos from sukkah, right? Now, sukkah commemorates a miracle that happened to the Jewish people on Anei HaKavod in the Midbar, right? So why don't we say that women are chayavot in sukkah because afein ayubos anes? So the answer is that sukkah is a zeichel anes. It's not, we're not sitting in the sukkah to try to be mefarseim et hanes. Not trying to, No, we don't care whether the other nations. We're not interested whether somebody's going to see our sukkah or not see our sukkah. It's not like lefarseim hanes. It's just zeichel hanes. So zeichel hanes. So this yisod that he's saying in the sefer is that. And you only say Afeinu Yubos Hanes when it's Lefarseim Hanes, not like near Hanukkah, like Dal Kosos, etc. Yeah. Okay. Right. So you're saying it over to someone else. You don't need right. It's not the same pirsum like by near Chanukah. It's not like there's a mitzvah to drink the kosos in the street. Then we discuss the Ragged Shavar. So, but in order to understand the Ragged Shavar, we said that the Ran Psachim quotes a tshuva from Rav Haigon. Right? And the question is whether you say at the Seder, do you say Hallel with a bracha or not? And Rav Haigon says there's no bracha. Why? So Rav Haigon says, well, there's two types of halals. There's halal shel kriya and halal shel shira. So when you're doing halal shel kriya, meaning you're just reading the psukim, that's the normal halal. That you make a bracha, likros a halal, or some have the nusach ligmor as a halal, etc. But the Leil Pesach the halal of halal shoshira. And the way Rav Shechna always says it over from the Brisker Rav, the idea is the halal shoshira is a spontaneous generation of excitement. And so you can't say halal shoshira, you can't say Asher Kishanu B'Tzot HaVetzivanu, as if you're saying, well, someone's commanding me, therefore I'm doing it. That takes away the whole essence of shira. Shira means it's a spontaneous. So whenever it's halal shel shira, you don't make a bracha. That's the Rav Haigon. So the Rav Chava wants to suggest that maybe the halal of Chanukah is also shel shira, and women should be chayavos. Then he wants to say that it's not only the halal of Pesach. It's also the halal of Chanukah. Halal, Chanukah and Lo Pesach go together. That's what he wants to suggest. And therefore, there would be chayavos. I mean, on halal Chanukah. No Purim, there's no halal. Voila. So the verse is either because there was a nes for chutz la'aretz, or because the Megillah is considered mumkom halal, or right. And Yom Ha'atzmaut will say. Right. I have three Salamgrat Shlita. What? In what? Well, wouldn't be chayav? Why? Oh, you're saying that no, yeah. The Lamai says it's a chiyuv. You're right. In other words, we say if it's shoshira, the whole thing should just be a reshus.
Do we take it upon ourselves?
Right, yeah. You're right, Tzvi, you have me cornered. What can I say? But Lamai says, you know, it's a chiyuv, but it's still shoshira. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Micha Shlomo also wants to try to give an explanation right, so how Shoshira should the Rav Shlomo's timing should include women as well, because it's some spontaneous Shemach Hodah, so that the women would also be involved. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to say a different idea. That when we say Halal Chanukah, in other words, they made Chanukah sort of like a yontif, and therefore you say halal. It's not like we're saying halal because of the nes. In other words, when you light Neir's Chanukah, you're lahodos lahalal on the nes that happened. But the halal is not because of the nes that happened. I don't know. You have to look at it. I'm not so. I don't know. Break your head over a little bit and then tell me what you think you're saying, but I don't know. Okay. I think we've exhausted this topic to this point. So it's important. You should know the Gemara in Erechin. You should know the Rambam. It's the Chemed, the Ran. These are important ideas. Tosas and Sukkah. Rogachover, the Rav Haigon. These are things that you gotta know. Halacha l'masa, the Pturot. The Pashtut the Pturot. They want to say it, so they could. So Ashkenazic women would even make a bracha. For Sfaradim, Sfaradiot, they would not make a bracha. Because the Rambam says that women who do mitzvah tasei says my grandma do not make bracha. Mm-hmm. Whereas Ashkenazim follow Rabbeinu Tam, they do make bracha. So. That's the story. Okay. Next question. Suppose I have to apologize to you that I haven't given back your midterms yet. I haven't forgotten about them. Don't worry, you'll get them back. You'll get it back. And it's very important that you get it back. I'm very into giving it back, so you'll get it back. It's just I was a little busy in the time of the midterm, so those things, you understand. So you'll understand. You'll bear with me, but you'll get it back. Okay, what is Ramosh? Ramosh says in Shulchan Aruch that if you got Al Anisim, so normally the halacha is if you get Al Anisim, you don't have to go back. Right? In tefillah, in benching, you know, if Al Anisim, you don't go back, right? But the Ramosh says in Shulchan Aruch, and I urge you, Ramosh, please look up the stuff back. Don't just, you know, look at the notes. I want you to look up in the packets. Back in the packets, in the original. That's how you'll grow from it. Ramos says if you've got Al Anisim in benching, you should say after benching, when you're saying Harachamans, you should say Harachaman, Hu Yasa Lanu Nisim, Shem Shasa, you know, Nisim, Bayami Mahemaz Manazet, and then you say the whole Bimei Matis Yahu. So the question at hand. Question at hand. What is the question at hand? The question at hand is we have a klal, and we'll see where this klal comes from, that we don't daven for Nisim. We don't daven for Nisim. So here, all of a sudden, we're saying, Harachaman Yasel on Nisim. Now, where does it say we don't daven for Nisim? One second. Because the Mishnah says in Brachas, if your wife is pregnant, and you say, oh, I hope it's a, you know, I daven it's a boy. You know, people are boys. What's wrong with girls? So wife is pregnant. He says, I daven it should be a boy. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, it's tefillah shav. It's already determined. So then the Gemara asks, so why can't you daven that it change? Even if it was a girl, it should change to be a boy. So the Gemara says, you don't do that because that's Maisa Nisim. You don't daven for Maisa Nisim, where it says in Brachas. The Gemara says that only one person was able to do it, that was what? Leah, right? Leah davened when she was pregnant with Dina, right? That it shouldn't be a boy. Because if it would be a boy, so then her sister Rachel, she knows, is not even going to be worth the value of one of the Shvachas. But she already had six, and the two of the Shvachas, 8, 10. Right? So now if it'll be a boy, she'll have 7. There'll be 7, 9, 11. Then Rachel, at best, will have one son to be part of the 12. And so she'll be even a lower level than the Shvachas, who had 2 sons. So she didn't want that. She wanted that she has 6, so at least her sister should have 2. The Shvachas each had 2. And then she'll be at least. So she davened that it should change to be a girl. So it changed to be a girl, and it was Dina. So there, she was allowed because that was a special case, not to move, you know, her sister shouldn't be. You know, we always speak about how Rachel, you know, did for Leah. But Leah also did for Rachel. We can't forget that. Right? You know, Leah davened. So they were, and that's what happened. There was a change from a boy to a girl. So that was allowed because it was a special situation. But normally you don't do that. You don't daven for Maisa Nisim. So the question is, so the Bechor Shor asked Akasha, so how come the Ramah says that you say they're harachamon? We don't daven for Nisim. That's the kasha. Okay, well, yeah. So I don't know. Does the Gra hold from this to do it? Maybe the Gra would say so. Don't do it then. So he answers that maybe. So the Bechor Shor gives two terutzim. One terutz is that maybe there's a chilek between a yachid and a tzibur. A yachid cannot daven for a nes. Because who says you're roi to daven for a nes? You're a yachid. So who says that you're roi l'kach? But a tzibur, a community, that's a big yisod in life, Rabbi Osai. If you're part of a community, you have special zchuyas. If you're out on your own, you're out on the limb, then it's... I told you what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said about Rav Yona Karpilov. Rav Yona Karpilov was like one of the big Talmidim in the Mir, in Poland. He was like, he wrote the famous kuntres called Yonas Elam. You know, if you quote the Yonas Elam, that's like a very yeshivish thing to do. You know, you say something from the Yonas Elam. There's one very famous yeshivish thing about the Mashkan of Orton. You know, there's a little sefer he wrote, Yonas Elam. And Mir Yeshiva escaped, and they were saved. But Yona Karpilov was not saved. Yona Karpilov was not saved because he, for some reason, I don't know all the details, had to separate himself from the yeshiva. He was not part of the yeshiva, he separated from the yeshiva, and... Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, he wasn't critiquing him, because maybe he had a reason why he had to separate, but L'maisa, he didn't have that Zchus HaTzibur anymore. And he was killed. So he wrote the famous kuntres Yonas Elam. So when you're part of a Tzibur, you have special Zchuyos, Zchus HaRabim. Yachid, you don't, so you always have to be part of the Tzibur. You can't just learn for yourself. You should be part of a community, you should be part of a Tzibur, go to Shiurim, give Shiurim, whatever. Part of, the Tzibur. So that's the first teretz of the Bechor Shor. A Yachid can't daven for a Nes. But a Tzibur, Harachim, and Yasol Anisim, you're davening for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do it for the Tzibur, that's okay. But for your wife, that she should have a Nes, that she should have a boy, not the girl should be turned into a boy, this is Nisht. That's one teretz he gives. Then he gives another teretz that there's a chilek between nisim shel teva and nisim chutz la teva. In other words, what was the nes of Chanukah? That we're davening was the war. So we should pray that we should win wars. So that's going to be derech teva, even though the odds might be against us. But derech teva, we should win the war. Masha'en came to daven for a sex change. That's that's not derech teva, so that you can't do. So those are the two terutzim of the Bechor Shor to the Kasha on the Ramah in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, then we had more terutzim, the Yeshuas Yaakov's terutz. Yeshuas Yaakov said the following. That there's a difference between a nes b'farhesia and a nes b'tzina. Whereas normally the Gemara says we don't want nesim, because if nes happens to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us pay for it. So we lose our schuyas, some of our schuyas, because we had to pay for the nes. So since we lose some of our schuyas, That's not a good thing. So you don't daven for nisim, the Gemara says. Because a person, nasal oneis, menachim lo mizchui yosef. So says the Yeshuas Yaakov, that's only by a neis b'tzina, like the case of the child inside the mother. And no one's going to know that the neis took place. But a neis b'fahesia, where you're going to have a kiddush Hashem as a result, right? So then you're not going to lose your schuyas. because the fact that it's Kiddush Hashem, that's the payment for the nes. So you don't lose your skuyos. So that nes, that it should be b'farhesia, that nes is permissible to daven for. That's the Yeshua Yaakov's teres. And that's how he explains the pasuk by Avram Avinu, by the Malachim, Anochi Magin Loch Hascharcha Harbe Ma'od. That since it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, then you're not going to lose out on your skuyah. The Sefer Birkas Rafael, he gives another teretz. And that is maybe a nes for your benefit. There was, if somebody is pursuing you and you want to have a nes that you shouldn't get hurt or something like that, that you can daven. But if there's no tzorech for the nes, you just want that your wife should have a boy, not a girl, it's not a tzorech. So that nes you can't daven for. Then we xeroxed from the Rav Shlomo Kluger. I was very into the Rav Shlomo Kluger. Right, so he said two beautiful things. He said that, first of all, he says that a nes by Chanukah, we had a nes of the Pach Shemen. He says that nes we didn't lose kuyas for, because it was a nes to help us do a mitzvah. In other words, if we have a nes for our own benefit, that we have to pay for. But a nes to do a mitzvah, that you don't lose. And based on that, he explains why we have Chanukah 8 days. What's the point? To show that day one and the rest of the holiday are the same. That just like day one was Derech HaTeva, so we didn't lose anything. So the subsequent 7 days are the same thing as day one. Because if we'd only have Chanukah 7 days, we'd see that these 7 days are separate from day one. No, we want to say that just like day one, there was no Menachem Yitzchak Yosef, so the rest also there was no Menachem Yitzchak Yosef. Meridik, Shlomo Kluger. Gadol Hador, Shlomo Kluger. And then we did another of Shlomo Kluger. You remember that one? He said, Esther Menatorah Minayin, Gemara said, Chul Kuv Lamates, Anochi Aster Aster. Haman Menatorah Minayin, Hamina Eitz. Right, all these minatar minayin, but you don't say matisyo minatar minayin, right? Chanukah minatar minayin. Why not? Because he says that what's pshat Esther minatar minayin and this minatar minayin. Pshat is that just like it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Ayoshav Hayom Leisano Latano Harishon, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu programmed in the Bria Meikara. That should be a Kriyas Yamsuf. It was programmed in the Bria, so that's what it means that the Nes of Purim was also programmed in the Bria Meikara. That's what, and therefore it's merumas in the Torah, because it's takal baraisa bara alma, means whatever's in the Torah was in the Bria. But Chanukah is not. That nes was not programmed in Meikara. That nes happened, Hashem had to make it on the spot. It wasn't a programmed Meikara. Why? Because Purim, we know there's the idea to destroy our bodies. So that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to make sure that we're not going to get destroyed, and that's programmed in the Bria. For Shekhar Hanukkah was a spiritual thing. So to us to get a nace for Hanukkah, we have to be Moser Nefesh. That's totally in how we act. If we're Moser Nefesh, then we deserve to get we deserve to get a nace. But if we're not Moser Nefesh, then we don't. So then Hashem couldn't put it in the Bria. He had to see whether, so then on the spot he decided we know Moser Nefesh, so then he'll help us out. Okay, Ramosay, how you doing? Okay, that was the answer to question 4. Are there any questions in anything that we've discussed till now? No? Everything's clear? Okay. So I think right now we're going to break for lunch. And tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll continue.